The following podcast is labeled explicit.
All information is subject to change. Times are approximate. All sales are final. No discount on clearance merchandise. No coolers or umbrellas. Prices are manufactured as suggested to retail price on the West Coast. Gates close 10 minutes prior to departure. Some shrinkage may occur. Full refund guaranteed within 30 days with original receipt. Less shipping and handling and restocking fee. Lights on when raining. Beverage may be very hot.
Hey, you guys, this is Noah from PNS Explosion.
And Patrick.
And Scott.
And we love being on top of you.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. Your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm
Oh, Lord. I'll take that as a
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Tuesday, February.
Oh, you fat thing. He cannot even remember Valentine Day.
That's right.
Oops. Oh,
February 14th, 2006. It's Valentine's Day. And
happy VD, Larry.
Happy VD to you as well, Big Fatty. How's it going over there, Big Fatty?
Big Fatty is doing just fine. Big Fatty is over his congestibulation bubonic epizootic.
Well, that's good, because you know I had it all weekend, so it's perfect that you're over it
now. Did you have a little sore throat, a little something scraped against the top of your mouth or something like that?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened this weekend.
Okay, did you have to have your temperature taken rectally?
No, I did not.
Ooh, hit that poopy music. Boom, boom, ba-doom. Well, Omi, you got to do more than be a bitch that gets cut, I guess.
Well, you know, if you guys haven't seen the video, it kind of came out late on Monday. Well, actually, right about 10 minutes before we recorded this.
Horrifying.
Videos take a long time to put together, but they're fun.
Oh, they are.
They're just so
and
much fun.
Larry, I enjoyed the 15 seconds that the Extra Special Boys got on there.
Well, that's about the only amount of time we saw
that
them.
That was the only amount
there.
Of time. Right.
So, it, you know, it translated down. And by the way, I really like the intro, plural, that we had.
Yeah.
I believe that was Ms. Monica Kaufman reading through the warnings.
It was Monica Kaufman, especially the first part.
Right. And then we also had the little extras, or the PNS.
Oh, yeah, the little extra PNS. Right.
Right.
You had plenty of PNS over the weekend.
Hara
is right. In fact, not enough PNS, because the Big O is coming to Charleston this weekend.
That's right, and we have got some big doings planned.
But let's go back and thank the PNS boys. That'd be Noah.
Patrick.
And Scott. That's P, Patrick, N, Noah, S, Scott. If you'd like to buy a vowel, an E and an I between those, spell penis. Anyway, they did a fabulous little opening for us, and their reference is to the fact that they are listed on top of littlefatty.com over at the Daily Purge.
I know, and you know, Mr. Haas isn't really sure how that happened. He said he just threw them in there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that they are still in very much in order?
Mm-hmm.
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 So whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like hair on my nose. Ooh, tickles.
Omi, you missed a spot. I have no idea what that means.
I was trying to put it together myself. Now, I don't know. Now, so I had a good weekend. I think everyone's kind of seen what I did this weekend. Oh, Lord, everyone. Big Fatty, you're not supposed to be hearing anything.
Okay. Oh, I hear the poopy music.
He was like, I can't hear anything. You only got 15 feet of headphone
you
cable.
Big fat
We've got
thing.
On our new headphones.
We do.
Courtesy of the coal mine. They're quite fabulous.
Well, they're much better than Delta Airlines.
Well,
paging
they actually,
Mr. Vader, Mr. Larry Vader,
V-A-D-E-R. Larry Vader. Yeah, they're still kind of new. You said they squish your head and stuff.
Oh, squishy head.
But yeah, they were actually thinking of us when they made these because they sent extra foam pads for the ear area.
And they're designed for big fat heads. Speaking of big fat heads.
Which one?
Oh, well. Howard and I communicated several times over the weekend. He sent me a picture of the snow out, and I guess it was in front of his house. Oh my God! He says this is why he hates New Jersey. I said, "Come on, South."
Well, it's funny you mentioned snow. As I was leaving the Hotlantas yesterday,
yeah,
I actually got out of there at a good time. I was back in time for beverages here, because you know I didn't have any of those this weekend.
Yeah,
I'm cruising out of town. I'm coming on the loop, the 285. You know, they're
at Spaghetti Junction,
right around that near area.
Right.
I was like, "What is that stupid truck in front of me throwing up?" That'd be snow.
Snow. Great.
So it snowed from there most of the way back to Augusta on Larry. And, you know, it wasn't sticking, but it was just enough to be a pain.
Oh, it was just a little Larry winter wonderland.
It was. But that was probably the only snow I'll see this year.
Yeah.
So that.
What? You could turn on the Olympics.
No, I'm sorry. I don't watch TV.
The Olympics are fabulous.
So you've been watching
those? They're in HD.
Well,
and there are two HD channels now. That the Olympics were on.
That big
we
fatty.
Have the NBC HD and then the Universal HD, which
Universal.
Jumps.
What the
yeah,
hell is
it's,
that?
It's further up above the Fox HD.
But before
what
the
it
PBS.
Is, huh?
Before PBS.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But what it is the
what
networks
it is.
Of NBC, whichever one is broadcasting. At the time, whether it be USA or
right.
CNBC or MSNBC or Telemundo,
Telemundo
or
Telemundo.
Larry VADER NBC,
right.
Whichever one is broadcasting, it broadcasts on the Universal HD. And everything is in HD. Fabulous.
Well, I expected that, and I might turn some of it on.
And can I just say the speed skaters?
Poor Big Fatty. The
down here
person that's
skiers.
Living in my house still has had it on, and it's been on nonstop apparently since I've been gone. He was so busy watching that he really couldn't feed the cats. He couldn't be bothered. So.
Boom, boom.
She loves to sing a song.
But the bad thing about the HD is Jim Lampley.
I don't
know
who that is.
Well, of course not. You don't know how to spell sports, much less enjoy them.
That's not true.
Jim Lampley, who used to be over at ABC, who's been over at NBC since they've had the Olympics.
Right, right.
He looks kind of old.
Well, Big Fatty, so do you. So.
Yeah, but I'm not in HD.
Yet.
That's hello.
The next step in podcasting is HD.
Hello.
But yeah, I don't own an HD VRC camera just yet. My little one sitting over there is going to have to do. What did you think of the video cast, by the way?
I was absolutely astounded as Omar was cooking breakfast how much his chef's hat looked like the skull's head.
It's true, but it was a little small to be her.
It was a little small.
It was very small to be
but
her hair.
But it was appropriate that he was like.
And speaking of.
Uh-oh.
Well, Big Fatty.
Say it.
I'm back, so you know what that means.
There's got to be a lot of scoliosis.
Oh, did you have any run-ins with her today?
No, I was out of the office as much as possible. Oh, well, no, I take that back. Came in this morning and, you know, I always exchange pleasantries.
Oh, right,
hey,
right.
Good morning, good morning. So then I went and got me the big cup of ice water like I do every morning.
Right,
and
right.
Came out of the little break area, walked right past the skull's desk, and she said again, good morning. And then she went again. And I'm like, God. You are so fucking stupid.
Well, I've been a little busy, and so I didn't really get a chance to speak with her,
But
are you talking slow because
well you disappeared me. I didn't know what you were up to.
Just making sure. Oh Lord. Well, that's a perfect end to the skull. Oh, but it started
but
again.
It's not. So when I was a little late this morning because there was some nasty traffic.
Yeah. Traffic.
And so I come in and she's like, good morning. Looking at me like condemning me for being late. But extra special, Chris and I have had an idea. My VRC camera has the remote control.
Oh.
So we have some really good ideas of videoing the skull.
Oh, we can put the camera up tonight before we leave the coal mine.
It's true. Or yeah. Wherever. And, you know, just, you know, hit record when we need to. And
right. Popcorn-a-looza.
Easily done.
Right.
Easily done. So, anyway, expect that coming from the skull.
Right. She was sitting up there at the desk a few minutes ago when I went to lock up the coal mine. And she...
with pocketbook and lap.
Right. And all her little paper bags, plastic bags. And normally I would say, go on and go home. Not today. Fuck the skull.
Oh, God, I hate her.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah, big fatty.
Let's see. Was it Saturday night, Friday night? One of those evenings. Simon was all chitty chatty with me.
Oh Lord!
Yeah, it was very uncharacteristically Simon.
What did you guys chitty chat about? Anything?
Well,
you can
we chitty chatted about his friends telling his mom that I called her the Munchkin Queen. Which, you know, I was delighted to hear that. Delighted.
I know.
And
well, because you'll meet her. So I'll have to apologize when I meet her.
Right. Right.
Gosh.
And
it makes me a little nervous.
Evidently, there's been some new hirings over at Simon's coal mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord.
And some kind of little Dutch boys or something. I don't know. Don't know if they had the wooden shoes or not, but... and boy, delicious.
And Simon will have to give us the full report. Simon, if you could send us a voice letter, we'd appreciate it. And
I think we might be able to get Simon to portray Big Fatty on one of the vacation cast.
I certainly hope so.
Well, I know. And he says that, but he said he would be more boring than the Larry Vader drunkie cast. And I said, nothing could be more boring than that.
You know what, everyone? I hope you took a good look at that video and saw what happened to Omar's nose. Because, it's not even... That was just the beginning. Someone loves to play the crickets.
Oh, I love the crickets.
Yeah, yeah. So,
we chitter-chatted for a bit. And,
Yeah.
He was saying that the pubs over in his area were staying open later now, that they've now have extended hours.
Oh, really?
Right. And so we want to send out...
I didn't think they could. Like, I thought they had to close down.
The law has just recently changed.
How late?
I don't know.
God. The pubs are awesome.
Between Simon and Woody...
no, we'll get an update.
I know there'll be an update.
Woody, could you let me know about Compton's, please?
Yeah.
That's the one I'm more interested in.
Yeah.
And then the GAY as well. That's not a pub.
How about the VADER?
It hasn't opened yet. That's something we've not released in a podcast
but now,
just yet.
When it does open, you have to be FAT to go inside, right?
Correct.
Okay. Sorry, correct. Omar, you're not fat enough. However.
So you were trying to trick me into saying, yes, he is. But I'm not that stupid.
Right. Speaking of fat, Larry, have you been able to search the internet and find some manatee clothing?
Oh, my God. Big Fatty, the question is, how much did I charge on my credit card buying the manatee clothing?
Oh, my God. Did you really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love it. Y'all, if you have not been over to thedailypurge.net.
.net.
.net.
And it's the Daily Purge.
Right.
.net.
That throws me. That's thedailypurge.net.
Correct.
John Michael Haas spent the entire weekend. This was his weekend project.
Right.
He was quick to tell me and immediately sent me the link. And he kept asking me, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? That was my impression of him.
Right. Well, you know, I bought Haas avocados, but okay, anyway.
Right. Actually, he said, good evening, Big Fatty. What do you think of this?
Of course he did.
But
and what did
anyway,
you think
he
of it?
Has fabulous shit in his little store. He's got the middle school wrestling shirt.
Right.
He has got the Roller City bathroom
shirt. That one's
cute.
I love that one. Can I tell about my favorite one?
Tell about your favorite one.
The emergency pants carrying bag.
Larry, he told me that I am getting one of those for my 50th birthday.
Oh, my Lord. John,
God only knows I'll need it long before that.
J. Michael, I hope that you put the emergency pants in the bag because he really needs them.
The only thing I didn't see was the Daily Purge adult disposable undergarments.
I don't know if Cafe Press offers those, but if not, they should.
Right. But I guess you could buy the Depends and then buy the set of 10 stickers and put those right on these absorbent pads in the front. And maybe when John Michael Haas's face turned from white to yellow, then you would know that it was time to change them.
Fabulous. That and the manatee shirt. The manatee. Was it manatee wear?
Manatee wear. Because you're too fat to wear anything else or something like that. Oh, my God. It's fabulous. JMH, excellent job on that.
And just so you know, Larry Vader's project tonight is going to be to beat your store with his own new things.
Huh. Do I hear a ham challenge?
I think it is a ham challenge. Huh. And because I, you know, don't have anything else to do.
Basically, basically the stuff you have on the store sucks.
Well, it's all the same.
Right.
So
only Extra Special Chris is the only person that's ever bought anything off of it.
No, that's not true. We have a Charlestonian listener who's bought some stuff, too.
Horrifying.
I don't know who it is, but he stopped listening, I guess. Thanks, Wade.
Oh, well, I guess you do know who it is.
Well,
is that the Chunky Monkey or the something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, anyway, he got pissed off back in October and tuned the LFC out.
How did we piss him off?
I don't know. See, this was a little bit before you.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, he should come back and get on the ham map.
Absolutely.
And speaking of the ham map.
I was supposed to open it, but I can't. So why don't you walk over there?
Big Fatty will have to go over here and open the ham map while you tell us about those 15 minutes you spent with Extra Special John and Extra Special Chris.
Okay, I'll do that. Well, guys, the plan was that Omar and I were going to meet some friends of mine for dinner on Friday night. If you've listened to the other show, you've heard this, so skip ahead about 2 minutes. And we were going to meet them for dinner at their house, and then we were going to head on out with John and Chris. So I was supposed to call them about 9:30, 10-ish, I guess. Well, I don't know what happened, but it was 10 to 11 when I looked at the clock. Now, if y'all don't think Mr. Larry Vader, V-A-D-E-R, ran to the back, saw the messages on the phone, grabbed everyone's coats, threw coats at everyone, and said, put it on. If you don't get it on and get in the car now, you're going to get left. And so Omar drove that hubcapless Toyota about 90 miles an hour across Atlanta, and they were already asleep on the couch. I assume different couches, because, you know, that's how they do. Big Fatty is over there working on something, y'all. He is working, not in the coal mine, but he is looking at that ham map. The ham map has kind of exploded lately. Not to be confused with Big Fatty's colon exploding. Oh, Lord, he's taking the microphone.
Speaking of Big Fatty's colon exploding, I sent PNS Noah.
Uh-huh. I heard you two have been chitter-chatting.
We've been chitter-chatting a little bit, but I sent him the website link to the Colossal Colon.
Oh, perfect.
Right. It was just up in Indiana up that way.
Oh, my
gosh.
Just
recently. So those of you up in the Chicago area, be on the lookout. perhaps John Michael Haas and the Daily Purge will be sponsoring the Colossal Colon coming to Boys Town sometime. Larry, we got our first listener from Australia, although his push pen is not showing up for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's his cheap piece of shit computer. But
it wasn't cheap piece of shit about 3 days ago when it was still yours.
Right, but you know, now it's not.
Well, and now you're looking at the Pacific Ocean. I don't think you're going to see a push pen in the middle of the Pacific,
I know,
Big Fatty.
But,
y'all, he's over here just looking. There it is. Right there, okay. Big Fatty. You just weren't zoomed in.
Anyway, Scotty, who listens to us from Queensland, how appropriate, Australia, is an apple snacker, and he is over there in Brisbane. They don't say Brisbane.
It's of course
Brisbane.
Not. It's only Brisbane when you go to Outback and Brisbane. Order the entree.
Right. Right. And we got your favorite Canadian, Chuck.
It's about damn time.
To sign up. And Chuck has, I think Chuck is an inappropriate toucher, so just mark that down for when he makes his hubcap trip to Atlanta.
Chuck, and, you ain't fooling nobody. I already know. I've already seen the photos
hello.
You sent Omar.
Hello.
Uh-huh. And probably, so, don't think you're getting away with
y'all
this.
Y'all need to go over there and look at the pictures, because probably my favorite picture so far is Spencer from Wisconsin, because he's dressed as that Burger King guy in the mask.
Oh.
Fabulous.
Spencer, I don't think you've ever written to us or anything, so welcome. No. You're new.
Yeah, but Spencer is an over-fiberer.
Oh, Lord.
So
y'all,
that's good.
Careful with that business. It'll tear you
right.
up.
So we've got 44% inappropriate touchers, 20% ham lovers, which seems a little low to me.
I will agree for
although
this show.
Although 44% inappropriate touchers seems a little low to me, too. 20% apple snackers, 8% regular over-fiberers, and a couple of vegetable-tarians also.
Well, you know, those 15 minutes with the extra special Larry's were kind of crazy, because, you know, we went to the chicken restaurant for them to eat vegetarian food.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah. Big Fatty, how do you like our studio setup, by the way?
It's fine.
Well, when we have that MacBook Pro for you to
yeah.
use right there, you'll
yeah.
be much better.
Yeah, I'll be much better. I'll be much better.
So, by the way, it ships on the 28th.
I hear extra special Chris's ships tomorrow.
Wednesday.
The 15th.
The 15th.
Now, y'all,
everyone's hoping and praying to God they ship on time.
Y'all, now, Omi,
oh,
who is having his 100th show sometime this week.
Well, he's working on it right now as we speak.
So, in other words, if he's on Larry VADER time, it'll come out this week. If he's on extra special time, it'll come out in April.
Right. I've just snatched the headphones.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, Omi is going to hoist it on over to Charleston this weekend.
He will, so you're sure to see another video cast
right.
next week.
Now, y'all went shopping at the Atlanta Leather Company, is that right?
I don't know. What's your... Yes, we did.
And evidently, Omar is coming to the horror event on Friday night that Big Fatty and his horror friends mm-hmm. will be putting on. And it's going to be wearing some levers.
I'm just saying we're going to be sharing some so we can get in for the discounted rate.
I am going to vomit to see you in leather.
Big Fatty, you just don't know.
You're right.
And it's best that you don't.
Probably best that I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're going to...
Maybe Omi should send us that sound effect since we sent him the poopy music.
Oh, he should. He should. It's a little file. Peacock. Peacock. That's what you say. Peacock.
Peacock.
What time? Oh, girl, we're at almost 23 minutes.
Oh, Lord.
No, he is. But, you know, we have a little dinner party we have to attend. So we're going to be quite late getting.
Because
we are not
fat.
Wearing that get-up to the dinner party.
You're fat.
So
we're just changing the parking lot.
Right.
Won't be the first time people have been naked in the parking lot.
Nor me.
Hello.
So, I mean, that's exactly what we'll do. We will. That Civic's going to have to do a lot of rolling this weekend. So,
now, Larry, on a serious note, we want to send out our condolences to Madge.
We do.
Who lost her dear Gussie over the weekend.
And
I don't know Madge. I don't know Gussie. But I know that Madge is a piece of the bedrock of
absolutely.
Podcasting.
She is the godmother.
The godmother, okay.
If you will.
And it's never easy to lose someone special to you. And, you know, Madge is part of the big family. And you know, it's a dysfunctional family.
And a lot of, you know.
But
you know,
a family is, nonetheless.
Yeah, and it really shocked me to hear about it. I mean, I knew I can't listen every day. So, you know, I wasn't aware that Gussie wasn't doing well, but what really upset me, and you know, not to take away from our condolences and passing our best wishes, you know, along to Madge for a you know, just
a speedy healing heart.
Yeah, that stuff. But this happened on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I have not heard one word about it until I found it myself last night, Sunday night, late Sunday night, and that's because I just happened to run over to Q Potter and saw it in the bottom of someone's post.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show that even as connected as we all are, I talked to Omar, I talked to Extra Special Chris, I talked to Cousin Patrick, not one of them knew.
Big Fatty knew.
Well,
I told you. Didn't I?
You're not the one who told me. You did tell me, but I already knew. But
okay.
But I mean, but do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It just, I was like, wow. I mean, it's been 2 days and no one knew. So
anyway.
Anyway, everyone, please stay in touch about these things.
Right. And stay in touch with all of your friends. And it is VD. And
do you have any big VD plans?
No, I'm going to probably pull out my tube of salve. And take care of a few little problems. But other than that, probably get a big cookie or something and just eat it.
You love a big cookie.
I love a big cookie. No, Valentine's Day is just one of those days that, you know, the day after it, you get fattening candy for half price.
I know. Omar, yeah? You know, Omar gave me a big tin of chocolate covered cherries.
Oh,
and those are nothing but fattening,
right? And see, the nice thing is he's not going to be over here till Friday, so you can go buy him some at half price on Wednesday.
That's my plan. I'm going to run down to the Godiva store Wednesday morning and pick up the half price Godiva Valentine's Day stuff. So that's my plan.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
my plan.
Yeah. yeah.
So except for that big box of Godiva that he's already gotten sitting in his Valentine's Day gift.
Honey, you think that's not going to be gone? The day I arrived, she had gotten a big old Chick-fil-A platter of chicken strips and had eaten all 50 of them before Big Fatty could even get over there. I mean,
right,
it was like,
right.
I can assure you that that Godiva chocolate is gone. So
I have no doubt that it will be.
Yeah.
And so
now,
yeah. So
now, Larry,
yeah.
You don't have a couch in your house, do you?
No, I don't.
Right. And so the sleeping arrangements will be discussed later in the week, I guess.
Well, they will be addressed later in the week. What's happening is my roommate is moving out on Friday afternoon.
Ah, okay. So will he be leaving his bed?
He doesn't have a bed.
Oh,
but
well,
I have
then
an
he
air
can't
mattress for that
an
rain.
An air mattress. How romantic.
Yeah. So I'm gonna let Omar sleep on the air mattress. I can't even say that with a straight face.
Oh my
Looking
God.
At Big Fatty.
Omar, I'm trying. Big Fatty has a guest room, and don't forget the sling.
Oh, we're coming to visit you.
Hello.
We're coming over there.
Hurrah.
So just keep your camisole on all weekend.
Right, right. Larry, what else you got?
Big Fatty, I think we need to go ahead and wrap this up.
We'll wrap her up then, Larry. And we're going to just remind everyone oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Hold on.
Oh, Lord. Oh, you know, we got to have one of those oh, Lords. Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Oh, this is for Omi.
It is. Congratulations on your 100th show. And anyway, I'm Larry at littlefatty.com. Check out the website, littlefatty.com. Post,
and
comment.
And run over and put your pin in the Big Fatty Ham map at the website. And Larry, what's that phone number?
206-339-6FAT.
Let's go outside and throw our hats up, shall we?
Let's do it.
Bye, everyone.
See you next time. Thanks for listening.